Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are you going to teach me today?
I am going to teach you all about, so America had the Wild West, Canada had the Mild West, and I'm going to teach you about why it was mild and not wild.
This sounds horribly exciting already. I'm so in.
Just like I got a t-shirt that says wet and mild on it. So,
Jesus Christ, wet and mild. Oh, I love that, actually. That's great. Can we turn that into a t-shirt?
Wet and mild.
That's it. Anybody fucking buys our t-shirts.
Ride the Shiny Pony. That's our most popular t-shirt.
How many sold? Three?
I think we sold about 30 of those.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know.
I haven't seen a single dollar from it.
Capitalists. I don't think we've ever pulled the money out of it. This is just a lovely. So let's do an episode.
Okay. Politics in Canada is a snooze fest. Paying attention is one hell of a test. But dig a little deeper, it's a dumpster fire. Sex, drugs, corruption, and everyone's a liar. Assassination, genocides, overpriced bread. A prime minister who talks to the dead. A province that tried to ban all cars. A premier smoking crack in strip bars. So stick around, we know you won't be snoring. It's a new episode of Canadian Politics is Boring. A cool podcast.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters, and with me is the Moroccan adventurer Jesse Harley.
Hola. No, wait, that's not Moroccan.
Spanish.
Yeah, that's Spanish. You say hello in Morocco by saying Assalamu alaikum.
Sounds really easy to learn.
It was not. Trust me, man.
So Jesse was supposed to go to somewhere called Paradise Valley and he didn't.
I just got a cold. Yeah. And COVID free though, so that's nice. That's good.
That's good. That's good.
Cared the test around for me for a reason. There you go.
There we go. Just in case.
Just a little head cold. Hopefully it's gone by tomorrow and we'll see what happens.
Jesse, I wanted to talk about my video on TikTok quickly before we
go. Oh, yeah. It's kind of blowing up naturally, isn't it?
So I did a...
Did you promote it or was that all natural?
No, we had... It kind of went like...
I wouldn't call it viral. I would call it like limply... I don't know. Like,
yeah. It was lifting the bed cover slightly. But... limp viral is a good term. It went limp viral, organic limp viral.
Yeah. It was a semi.
Okay.
And it was basically me saying, so how come the Trudeau government keeps telling us to not look at the eclipse? What are they trying to hide? And then it was a very hammy, over-the-top, sarcastic video of me going, oh, maybe we should all look at it just to be patriots with our eyes wide open, just to piss Trudeau off. And it was very tongue-in-cheek and very making fun of people who believe in that. And people believed it. with no sense of irony. I'll read you some of the comments. The sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Then why is the eclipse path from south to north? That had 7 likes and 3 replies. the other one was said, I did, and I never lost sight. I only gained spiritual clarity in reference to looking at an eclipse. My favorite one was, nobody will be able to see it anyway. They will chemtrail the sky. So you can't
see the
cloud cover.
I read that.
Yeah. Or a contender for second favorite is, why is nobody talking about Bill Gates said that he was going to lock the sun? Are you sure this just isn't a test drive?
I love people. People are great, man.
So when you do a sarcastic video where you're doing over-the-top, like campy radio play voice to go, you won't contradict me, Trudeau. People take that as, oh, he's onto something, Nick. And I actually put in the description, please don't look at the eclipse in the writing. And people still interpreted it as, I'm somehow pro staring at eclipses.
I'm glad that people are not taking what you're saying seriously. And I hope nobody who watched that video actually goes and looks at the eclipse.
No, but that's my whole point. They're already going to. They just agreed. They were like, yeah, I'm already going to look at it. Take that, Trudeau.
It's dangerous, man. I don't want our show to blind people.
I mean, you know, I don't know why. Even I'm surprised people were taking like horse medicine during the pandemic. So anyway, have you got any more small STDs you want to talk about, or we'd go straight to the Wild West?
What do you think?
Sorry to bore you.
No, I just a low energy sort of head cold sort of day. It's a mild one too. It's just like, it's not bad enough to make me, I want to go out and do stuff, but it's like, ugh, it's just like right in the middle where you're like, ugh, I don't have a fever. You know what? Why am I talking about this? Nobody needs to know. Thousands of people do not need to know about my,
okay.
Or care. Yeah. I was on the beach last night. It was lovely. I just sat on the beach and I watched shows from my tablet, and, the tide came up and I had to get up and move because it would have soaked my bottom.
That's how, that's rumor has it. That's how tides work.
It's great. It was fun. It was a nice night. That's how I spent my night last night.
Did you stay dry?
I did.
That's good.
And then some random Moroccan came up and started talking to me, and he didn't ask me for money. That was nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Positive interaction. He probably just took it when you were looking.
It's my favorite. Like, I'm trying to
find. Joking, that was a horrible thing to say, sir.
What did you say? I didn't even hear it. Sorry.
You just took it when you weren't looking.
Oh, my God, Reese. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, hold on. I should check, though. No,
what a horrible thing to say. Let me just check and count my money.
In the city, people will shout at you until you come over, like, hey, 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 hello, hello. Just like nonstop, trying to get your attention. And sometimes they'll come up to you and ask you, do you speak English? And that's their go-to line. Do you speak English? They know damn well you do, right? Because, you know.
They can just tell by the shape of your face.
Yeah. And then they try to, you know, ask you what you want. What are you looking for? And then they're going to try to give you a tour. And then they ask for money. It's constant. And I want to fuck with them. I want the next person who asks me if I speak English, I'm going to tell them, no, I'm sorry. I don't speak any English whatsoever. And they'd be like, it sounds like you're speaking English. I'm like, I know it sounds like I'm speaking English, but trust me, I don't understand a word that you're saying right now.
There's actually the British TV show, which featured a young Simon Pegg, called Big
Trade. I've seen that.
He actually does
probably that. Where I'm getting it. Yeah.
They do it. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Maybe walk 3 miles to that town. Someone there might speak English.
And then everyone hears French and they're going to ask me, tu parles français? And I'm going to be like, no, je ne parle pas français non plus. I don't speak French either. So like, just to fuck with them. Right?
There's a long tradition of people just starting to talk Welsh when they don't want to be understood when they're abroad. And even if you don't speak Welsh, you can just say the anthem or something and just make up Welsh words. That always terrifies people. They think they're the Klingons are here. So
the Klingons? What?
Oh, Welsh sounds a lot like Klingon. So
I was in. Give me an example of Welsh Klingon. Say it angrily, though.
Radin hoffi coffee.
Oh, it really does. Wow. God damn. See? Okay.
That means I like coffee.
Speaking of the scammers, I was in California years ago, and there's these guys handing out CDs, and I don't really know what the scam is. Like, when someone hands you something, your initial instinctual reaction is to take it from them, right?
Maybe you do, but.
Well, no, if someone like hands, it doesn't matter. Like if someone like reaches out with a thing in their hand towards you as if like, here, take this. It's a lot of people will just take it. And so their thing is they hand you a CD and they ask you, hey, do you like music? And this gets you to take the CD. And then they won't take the CD back until you pay for it, I think is the scam. And I've watched them do it day after day after day. And I'm walking down and finally one of them comes up to me and tries to hand me a CD. And he asks me, hey, do you like music? And I look at him and I say, not really, no. And he didn't
more of a spoken word kind of guy.
Yeah. And I was lying, obviously. Everybody likes music. That's the thing. But he just looked at me. He's like, okay. And he just nodded kind of a sly, like, all right, you got me. Like, I can't, there's nothing I can say. This fucker doesn't like music.
Your level of, am I getting scammed, has gone up so much since you moved to Europe and Northern Africa.
I know, right? You warned me about Morocco, man. It is non-fucking stop here. We are walking wallets.
You're a tourist. That's why. They're not like that to everyone. You're just
no, I know that. Trust me. Yeah, I'm not a person here. I'm a giant bag of money.
We'll just keep prodding you and hoping it falls out.
Anyway, I'm not bitter. Yeah. Let's do a show.
Visit Morocco is beautiful. I wanted to talk to you about the Miles West. The territorial expansion that happened across North America from east to west in roughly 300-year period from the 1600s to the 1900s, where Europeans like stretched across, made everyone starve to death, gave them smallpox, and helped murder a lot of buffalo, that kind of thing.
Yeah, super fun.
It's a wonderful story, tale as old as time. Everybody loves it, apart from everyone who doesn't. So anyway, the US, the Wild West, we've all seen the Back to the Future movies. As we know, the Wild West, you could call yourself Calvin Klein and they wouldn't get it because that's just what you did. But the Wild West was a very dangerous place because the
expansion. He called himself Calvin Klein in the 50s.
I did. Clint Eastwood. He's Clint Eastwood.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry.
Back to the Future reference for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Jesse, who was the fifth Prime Minister of Canada? There we go. Anyway. I don't know either. Nobody cares. Anyway, the Wild West in America, everyone was expanding and building towns, and it was kind of chaos because law and order didn't follow for a long time. So just to give you an idea of how dangerous it was.
Mackenzie Bowell. His name was Mackenzie Bowell.
There we go.
There you go.
And when he traveled, they called it bowel movements. Anyway, hey, there we go. Poop joke. Just so you know how dangerous the Wild West was. So in places that were kind of the eastern side of America, the annual homicide rate was like 50 per 100,000 people were murdered.
Jesus.
And then even as far as Kansas, it was 50 per head, which isn't a bad homicide rate, to be honest.
Okay. Welcome to our new podcast, Reese Rates Homicide Rates.
Well, so for instance, the homicide rate in 2023 in Canada was 2.25 homicides per 100,000 people. And this was the Wild West, or kind of the Wild West period. It was 50, so that's not bad historically. This was America 200 years ago, 300 years ago. But if you went to Wichita, the homicide rate was 1,500 per 100,000 people.
Wow.
So roughly one point.
Sorry, I'm a little sick. I'm having a hard time concentrating.
This would have been the 1800s. So in the 1800s, 1.5% of the population were getting murdered every year.
That does sound low.
No, that's high.
Is that high? Okay. I don't know.
So for every 100 people, 1.5 people are getting killed, including the remaining half from the 1.5 people who got killed.
Okay, this is the States, though, we're talking about.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is the States was crazy, but Canada wasn't. Oh, the point I'm trying to make is that the death rate in the Wild West was very high. A lot of people were getting murdered, but that didn't happen in Canada.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
So before 1874,
the population was so fucking low.
no, because it was the same expansion across. So in 1874, law enforcement was done by the Hudson Bay Company's fur trading forts. So the Hudson Bay Company would like have private police to enforce everything, or their officers there. And so they kind of did have a bit more structure than the US, but the West, the American West, was so lawless that sometimes it would spill up into Canada as well, because there was no real border.
Right. Still isn't really a real border, to tell you the truth.
No. Well, it was even so. A group of Montana hunters and whiskey traders massacred a band of Assiniboine people in the Cypress Hills in modern day southern Saskatchewan in 1873. So they were just coming north and just killing people for fun.
Jesus.
Or just to steal their things.
That's horrible.
And one American, have you ever heard of Bill Miner?
No. What a great last name, though, for a Western.
Bill Miner.
What did he do, I wonder?
He was an outlaw.
He wasn't a miner? He
was not a miner, no.
No.
why would he have lost to be a miner? There.
Well, you know, it's right there in his name, just say.
Yeah, are you a motorbike?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, what? No.
But your name is Jesse Harley.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's funny. I'm just saying. He could have had a calling. He could have missed his calling. I could be the greatest motorcycle list driver person in the world.
You could be the greatest motorcycle in the world, but no one's ever ridden you that way.
You don't know.
Maybe they did.
Okay. I'm not going to tell.
Is that video online or?
Not yet.
No.
For the right price, maybe.
So Bill Milner was an American who was famous for being quite softly spoken. But in 1904, he committed Canada's first train robbery.
Cool.
It happened at a railway junction 65 kilometers east of Vancouver. They got away with $6,000 in gold dust and $1,000 cash.
Gold dust?
Yeah.
What is gold? I mean, I know. Okay.
It's gold, but it's dust.
Dust. Yeah, but like, why is that a thing that's, I don't understand. Like, is it something that people manufacture? Is it something that you mine for? Is it like, why is it needed back then? Like, what's, I just have never heard of it. As
what
a
happens
thing
is that people eat it. Rich people going to award ceremonies would want it blown on their face, on their makeup to make them look sparkly or something. I don't know.
Wait, is that true?
No. I think gold dust was... gold dust was just when you find like little bits of gold in a river from like, it's just all those small bits of gold when you're kind of panning for gold, I think.
Gold chunks.
Yeah, they weren't like grinding up to make a cake.
Okay.
Because that would be pointless. He was dubbed the Gentleman Bandit because he was very polite. And Bill Miner was credited with inventing the phrase hands up. Because before then, whenever you pointed a gun at someone, they'd just be like, oh, I don't know.
Time
jazz,
to die.
Yeah, jazz hands or whatever.
Oh my God, if I ever rob a bank.
Everyone, jazz hands now. Jazz those hands where I can see them.
Like shoot the people who aren't doing jazz hands to know that I'm serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Non-stop jazz hands.
So he'd spent about 35 years.
That's a good title for a movie.
Yeah.
Non-stop jazz hands. Just 3 hours of me doing jazz
people
hands.
Crying doing jazz hands because it hurts so much. He's got terrible injuries.
You know what I'm going to use Sona for? Is it Sora? Sora for now. Just recreating old classic movies where everyone's doing jazz hands all the time. Casablanca exactly. Jazz hands. Yeah.
But
right again, Sam. I can't. Why? Jazz hands.
Jazz hands forever. Jazz hands for life, bro. So before he came to Canada, he'd spent 35 years in American prisons for robbing stagecoaches. And he was about 60 when he moved to BC. But he was even though he was committing crimes, he was such a popular folk hero. He could just live quietly on a farm for about 2 years after the train robbery.
Wow. And nobody knew who he was.
Oh, they did. And they thought he was cool.
Did he kill people?
I don't know. It didn't say that he killed people. He might have, but he was eventually caught by Mounties in 1906, trying to rob a payroll train near Kamloops. Choosing the wrong car, they managed to rob $15 plus a bottle of kidney pills. Which is a bit disappointing. A posse.
Especially for the guy who needs the kidney pills. Yeah.
I know. A posse surrounded them while they were lunching in the woods on kidney pills. Kidney pill sandwich. a kidney pill hoagie. And then he presented himself as George Edwards and claimed they were prospectors, but they were kind of they were arrested at the time. But
how long was he put away for?
He attempted to fire at the police and was shot in the leg. He gave up quickly after being wounded. While serving time in a prison in BC, he attempted in 1907 and was never recaptured in Canada. He fled back to the US.
He escaped?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to know what that is. When looking this up, that sounds
amazing. I just didn't find the information.
He escaped and then fled to the US. Did he continue robbing trains
in the States? I don't know.
You're just a wealth of information.
I don't know. But anyway, this is an example of the kind of criminals that were able to like just cross the border and cause havoc. And also at the time the Canadian government was trying to make sure that the west of Canada was Canadian rather than kind of fallen into American hands. Right. So they were building the railroad and everything, which meant that the Northwest Mounted Police, who started to trek west in 1874, were there to kind of do lots of things, like enforce control on First Nations communities and to kind of like keep law and order and make sure that the Americans didn't cause too much trouble. And they kind of like established treaties with Indigenous people, but we know that didn't go very well. And cleared the way for what they describe as orderly settlement, which is, as we know, kind of a land grab, essentially.
Yeah, and
could build a railroad across. They were then the North the Northwest Mounted Police were then there to stop things like problems related to gambling, liquor, labor disputes, and prostitution, which, of course, things the Wild West was famous for.
Is that all the fun stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So essentially, it was all this fun stuff going on in the West, and they turned up and they dialed it from mild, from wild to mild. They also guarded gold shipments and made sure that no one was gambling, doing prostitutes, or drinking on Sundays.
Only on Sundays, though?
No, yeah, just none of that on Sundays.
Okay, so as soon as midnight hits and it's Monday morning, you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. Monday, carry on. You can gamble. You can just do prostitution stuff, drinking.
Do prostitution stuff.
I don't know. How would you say? Hire a prostitute? Freelance? How do you describe it?
No, I like yours better. Do prostitution stuff.
Do prostitution stuff. He went on a holiday to Amsterdam to do prostitution stuff. So they also kind of were strict about controlling handguns in towns, that kind of thing. So they enforced, like, so no one could have old school shootouts or make Marty McFly dance when then watch him do Michael Jackson moves and then step on a loose floorboard and see the spittoon fly in the air and hit Biff Tannen's ancestor in the face with horrible saliva that was drenched in nicotine.
You know what? I'm really digging this whole Reese recounts moments from Back to the Future trilogy.
That's just history. It's history.
I love it. It's great.
It's history. To have a photo in front of a big clock with your best friend. Construct a large refrigerator that's loud and elaborate, but only makes one piece of ice. Somehow build a flying train within about 6 months.
Right. No. He had kids by that point.
Okay. 6 years.
That's more doable, I think.
Yeah, there we go. Sure. Yeah. So armed robbery, murder were way less common in the Canadian West, the American West. So a lot of Americans did move up to like Alberta and stuff as well, and like settled land in Alberta and became Canadian because it was a much safer place too, which is interesting.
Hmm. Alberta's the safest place at the time. That's kind of, it's ironic now, but okay.
I still think it's pretty safe.
I mean,
unless you're a rat.
I guess.
They shoot rats on sight.
Do they really?
I know. Doesn't Alberta claim it doesn't have any rats?
No, that's... I was going to say Ireland, but I don't think that's true.
The snakes.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is... I love the fact that we're mixing up snakes and rats, Ireland and Alberta, and our historical information about the Wild West is based on a time travel movie. With hover cars. Anyway. So the lasting kind of story is that like Canada was way more boring sooner in the West, but
Canada was way more boring sooner.
but the price you pay for that is less death. So it's nice.
Is what? Oh, less death.
Less people died. Yeah. Yeah. And apparently, this is a fun one for you, Jesse. This, you're going to like this. It has been speculated the Bill Miner left a cache of loot in the forests near and around Green Lake or 70 Mile House, BC, after his first robbery. And local historians believed he used these monies to fund his escape. But some people believe there's still hidden loot around the area.
Time for a road trip, Reese.
All we need is a metal detector.
I don't think you can detect gold with a shovel detector.
Can you? Okay.
I don't think so. I'm going to Google that.
A shovel.
Hey, Siri, can you detect gold with a metal detector? It's sending me to a contact that I can text. What a fucking... Siri's the worst. Oh, my God, Siri. Hold on. Can you detect gold with a metal detector? You should just cut this out.
I'm just going to type it in.
Gold with a metal detector. Yes.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to my original plan. We'll get a metal detector and a shovel.
That was a really boring admin that you really should cut out.
I leave it in.
That's what you do.
Did you know that you can't detect gold? Let me ask Siri to prove it to you. Oh, I was wrong. Okay. 5 minutes late. So, yeah. So, if a little bit of a sexy tidbit to end on is that there might be some of the lawless American hoodlum known as Bill Miner might have left a cache of gold somewhere around Green Lake / 70 Mile House, BC.
We gotta go. Let's get some metal detectors and bring a posse. And for whatever we find, we'll spend at the local diner.
And also, I'm just looking on a map.
Gold. Just pay in gold.
There's a delightful B&B nearby where we can stay called The Wind and the Pillows.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm just looking on the map now.
That's what a delightful name.
The Wind and the Pillows.
It sounds like someone like sat on a pillow and farted, but like it's
we promise that all of our pillows smell of veggie farts, veg puffs.
The wind and the pillows, not the wind in the pillows. Okay.
No, exactly.
Okay.
So anyway, I think that's there's another one called the Blue Cottage, which is way less fun to say.
Oh, now we're back to my favorite part of the show. Reese reviews things on Google Maps.
70 Mile House looks like a beautiful little community.
Keep going. What else is there? What is it? I'm going to look it up.
70 Mile House.
If you're still listening to this shit at this point, dear listener, you might as well keep going. All right? Like, come on.
70 Mile House. There's the
What's the name of the village that I'm looking at?
70 Mile House.
It's that house? 70 Mile House. 70 yeah. Mile House is the name of village.
It's got the 70 Mile Motel, but it doesn't look like anyone stays there for vacation. Yeah. It doesn't look like anyone stays there for vacation. It looks like everybody in that motel lives there. It's one of those motels.
What an interesting...
The happy ones. The happy motels. There's the 70 Mile General Store.
Why is it all grayed out? Oh my. That's interesting. Okay. I've seen it. The 70 Mile Groceries General Store. Let's take a look.
There's the Dusty Rose Pub, which is a cool name for a pub.
That is a cool name for a pub. Where is that?
70 in 70 Mile House. Be honest, Jesse. There's only about 10 structures there.
Eddie's Bar and Grill.
Eddie's Bar and Grill. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see the pub.
You can't make fun of them.
This is a fucking banger of an episode.
You can't criticize this for being a backwards town. They do have charging stations for electric cars.
That's amazing.
I don't know why you would have an electric car if you live out this far away.
I think that's like the whole fucking town. Although no, if you go up higher.
Oh no, there's a
all
place
kinds of stuff for
the place up. Called the Sugar Shack. Is that a brothel? No, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a brothel. It's a brothel, of course.
A brothel. You pay people to breathe on you. They got a breakfast called the 222. Two eggs, two bacon, two sausage, hash browns and toast. $11.25. That's not bad.
That's great. What else is on the menu, Reese?
A breakfast bun, egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage served on a maple bun. $8.75.
Beautiful. Give me another one.
The Sugar Shack special. Your choice of two pancakes or two French toasts, three eggs, any style, hash brown, two bacon, two sausages. $15.75.
Love it.
Served from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily. It's the Sugar Shack. That's the breakfast menu. Not a brothel.
This is I think our show has reached new heights.
just by the way, the Wind and the Pillows B&B is beautiful. It's right on a lake.
I don't see it. Where's the Wind and the Pillows?
I've actually driven past you. That's weird.
I don't see the Wind and the Pillows, Reese.
You don't see, well, just search Wind and the Pillows.
Is it?
It looks delightful. I imagine if we went there. Okay, what would happen is we turn up and they go, oh, Reese and Jesse here. And just by mistake, they assume we're a couple and they've booked us the honeymoon suite. And then I have to sleep in the bath and lock the door while you sleep on the bed.
As is our custom.
You enjoy the full honeymoon suite while I just shiver in a bathtub.
You're not allowed having a blanket. Or a pillow. Yeah. Or clothes.
Trying to sleep under hand towels, a pile of hand towels. Anyway,
do that every second weekend.
Exactly. So we bond. Yeah. I've got to go because I'm going to go watch the eclipse with my kids.
Have fun. Don't blind your kids.
I am going to be a true Canadian patriot, eyes wide open.
I hope you're like, do you have like,
I'm going to keep my eyes and my mouth open the whole time.
No, but like, this is kind of a serious thing. Like, do you have proper eyewear, not just like $2 gas station goggles?
There was a scandal in Halifax because they were selling ones with NASA branded on and they're fake and they don't do the job.
Wow, people are fucking dirty, man.
They're $5 a pair, and apparently they're not NASA approved. It's a total lie. And if you look, you could really damage your eyes. But that's like, yeah.
That's insane.
So
when I was in high school, junior high, I don't know if it was during my year. I don't think it was during my year, but it was like, there was a story of a girl who looked at an eclipse. And she had this big, huge, dark circle right in the middle of her vision for the rest of her life. And I don't know if it was a true story, if it was just told.
Why did she just look away?
Because she's a stupid teenager. I don't know. She just thought it'd be fun. It doesn't take long. Like, you know. Anyway, don't look at the sun, kids.
Yeah, don't look at the sun. Do you know what else you shouldn't do? I don't know. Can't think of anything funny to say now.
It's okay. I'm still looking at 70 Mile House.
So on my honeymoon, I stayed in Sun Peaks, which isn't far away from there. I drove past.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. It was the summer, so I couldn't go skiing because there was no snow. But it was nice. I like that part of the world. Kamloops, it's nice. Yeah. And then we got to Vancouver, went on a boat, went to Alaska. Right. I'm actually going back here in the summer, Jesse. I didn't know if I told you that.
You're going back to 70 Mile House?
No, I'm close, but not close. I'm going to Banff National Park. It's my 15th wedding anniversary. We got married in Banff 15 years ago this summer. So
no way.
I'm
seriously?
Going back. Yeah, I'm going to go
Wait,
back.
Hold on. What year was that?
2009. I'm not allowed to forget.
What month?
August.
There's a chance I was there.
In Banff?
Yeah.
Oh, actually in the town of Banff?
Possibly. Oh. I mean, like, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at photos. But, like, I was living in Calgary at the time, and I would routinely go up to Banff just to get away from the city. Not routinely. Nice. It wasn't, like, every fucking weekend. But, like, I'd say there's a small chance, but I was nearby.
That's weird. So, yeah. That's crazy. Well, anyway, we're going back there and we're staying in that area and I have a great time flying to Calgary. It'd be cool.
You know what you should do when you're in Calgary is you should, especially if you're going in the summertime, get some inflatable rafts. I'm not kidding. This is really fun to do. Get some inflatable rafts, go to the top of the river and raft down the river with your imaginary wife. Get some beers, get some sunglasses, and it takes like a few hours. It's really fun.
Through the whole city.
Everybody does. The river winds through the whole city, and it'll take you an hour or two or three to do it. It's really quite relaxing. I've done it. It was,
there's not like some terrible waterfall halfway through that will merge to kill us all. It's in some elaborate prank.
No, it's a very lazy river that just goes on forever.
That sounds fun. Are they like sharp things in there? Like,
there's rocks.
Rusty shopping carts, that kind of thing. Yeah. Needles.
Just nothing but. No, I sprung a leak with my friends, and I was like taking on water, and I fortunately bought a spare raft, and they threw it to me, and I'm blowing up my spare raft while my first raft that I'm currently on and floating down the river is sinking. And I managed to, at the last minute, roll onto the new raft that I blew up and continued on my journey.
Wow. So, yeah. It's like Mission Impossible.
Yep.
There we go. Cool. All right. Well, bye, Jesse. What were we talking about this episode? No idea. Buy tickets to the live show. Bye.
Yeah, this is a great episode to convince people to come see us live, for sure.
It's got meandering chat for in person. Come to the live show. Bye.
Hold on a second. Wait. Eddie's Bar and Grill has nachos, Reese.
Really?
For $24. Fully loaded nachos with tomatoes, olives, green onions, and cheese, served with salsa and sour cream. You can add chicken or beef for $7. Just let you know.
What, can you have both?
Yeah.
I'm in. Bye.
Wait, don't you want to hear the rest of it?
I got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go see the eclipse of my kids.
Okay.
It's not going to wait for me.
Bye, everybody. I'm going to go take a nap.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.